Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time you are joining me. Thank you. This is the Daily Show number 15. Yesterday I said it's the Daily Show number 13, and I only realised that whenever I was exporting it and uploading it, that it was actually the Daily Show number 14. So I am sorry for that. I do apologise, but thank you for joining me. Just a wee announcement before we get started. I am back doing the videos for games. I did stop for a while. By a while I mean like 2 days, but I was really slacking off in the last couple of days, so I decided that I'd sit down, because the last couple of days whenever I have been doing it, it's been doing like GTA videos. So I'm doing MMA life and whatever other games. If you have any games that you want me to do walkthroughs, show you how to get past a part, or show you how to get any achievements, please get in contact, and you will be shouted out too for offering up this game or your opinions. If there's anything you don't know how to do, just message me, get in contact. You can get in contact with me. It is justaranyt@gmail.com. No numbers, it's all just letters. I will respond to you as quickly as possible, and in that response I will tell you if I'm going to make the video or whatever. If I don't have the game that you want me to do, I will certainly go out and try to get that game. If I do have that game, you could expect a video within a couple of days of me receiving that email. So that is the way to get in contact with me about anything, podcasts, video games, daily vlogs, anything. justaranyt@gmail.com. It is in the description. Even if you just want a wee shout out or anything like that there, just let me know. If you have any suggestions on topics for the podcast, let me know, and I will certainly give a wee think about it, do my research on it, and then come back to you and let you know. So that is the announcement for today. I have got my ice cold glass of Coke with me because it is absolutely roasting, and I know Coke is not the best thing for me right now, but it's nice. I can't help it. Right. Anyway, today's topic, I don't know how I'm going to structure it, and I don't know what way I'm going to do it. It's probably, I will warn you now, it probably will be the shambles, because it's something that's weird, but it has to be done, has to be said about. So it is about the more morbid side to humans. Found myself very recently, there's one thing that I've always loved, is everything to do with airplanes. Like, I love airplanes, but I also love watching the programs about airplane crashes. And it's very, I know you mightn't think it's dark, but to me that is pretty dark. And I don't know why I love it. I'm fascinated by airplanes, but obviously I don't want to see airplanes crash and then people die, because if an airplane crashes, somebody's going to die on it. I was watching, the one that I watched a couple of nights ago was on Air France Flight 447, and they were saying it was some of the computer's fault and maybe some human error, but I placed all the blame on the pilots. Not the main pilot, well, kind of the main pilot, but if you haven't got a clue on it, decided to fly through a storm. Storm froze some instruments needed. Then once those instruments froze, autopilot turned off, gave the flight back to the pilots, and then one of the least experienced co-pilot decided to pull back up on the stick, increasing the height but decreasing the speed, stalled the plane dropped, 228 people died. So that was a lot of people died because he wouldn't let go of the stick. They only found out at like 5,000 feet off the ground, off sea level, that he was pulling back on the stick when he shouldn't have been, because he was bringing the plane up, and whenever you bring the plane up, you're increasing the height but you're also decreasing the speed, and you need a certain speed to keep the plane lifted, because that's what makes the plane fly, is the speed. And once that speed drops below that required amount, it just stalls and falls to the ground like a ton of bricks. And the way to get out of it is to push the nose down, and you gather up that speed, and once you got the required amount of speed again, you pull back up, and then you level off, and that's why if they had did that, everything would have been fine, nobody would have died. Plane could have continued on its journey, but they didn't. So anyway, I'm ranting because that really annoyed me, but I find myself watching these things, and you know, it's not just these ones, it's things like, you know, those cop shows where it shows you people, how people kill each other, and then it shows you how the cops find them and how they get all the evidence and stuff. That absolutely love that. Now there is a certain extent to where I will go, right, that's disgusting, and I won't watch that. There's one that I didn't mean to watch it, but it was on Facebook, and you didn't really think that Facebook would have that much really bad shit on it. But this guy from my friends list posted up this video, and it was called Frisk Your Prisoner. Police forgot to frisk a prisoner. Prisoner asked him for he was coming in for questioning, and he's been interrogated. He asked for bottle of water, they went to get a bottle of water, and as they went to get him a bottle of water, he pulled a gun out of himself, or out of his trousers, and shot himself in the head. Nothing was censored. It was absolutely horrible. I was feeling sick the rest of the day. But, you know, there's that morbid side to everyone. Everyone has it. And I was reading a couple of days ago, I can't remember where I was reading it, but an experiment that some person, or some scientist, or some group, somebody conducted, and it was, if you tell somebody that there is a dead body or a dead animal or something around the corner, that person will go and look no matter what. They know that if it's dead, it's going to be not a nice sight, or it might potentially scar them, but they will go and look. And you know, I did the same deal, and I went, oh, we were down to train tracks, and I went, oh, yeah, there's a dead bird just off the on the tracks there. And she went and looked. She couldn't help it. Nobody can. You will look. You want to look. You don't know why you want to look, but you will look. It's the same as these sites. Like, you know, if you see a really disgusting site, and you're like, I should come off this, but you won't. You'll keep on. You'll stay on it, and you'll keep clicking on it, and you don't know why. I did a wee bit of reading on it there just before we started. Because I want to know too. I don't know why. I love the shows, but I don't know why I constantly watch stuff where a lot of people are dying. And you know, I'm not doing it and laughing. I'm doing it and getting annoyed or getting sad or you know something like that. Or I'm not a complete dick, but I want to know why. Not just me, but everyone feels the need to look at dark and macabre, morbid shit, and you know you're going to get sickened by it. I know that I'm going to get sickened by it. I know that it might scar me for life, because there has been a few things that I knew that I shouldn't have watched. I did watch. Scarred me for life. And there's one of those things that's always in the back of your mind. But, you know, you can't help but watch it. I'm not going to say what they are, because then if I say what they are and you have not seen it, then you will go and search for it, and then you'll watch it, and then you'll feel sick, and then I'll be the one to blame for that. So, you've probably already seen them, but I'm not going to mention them, because now it's got me thinking about it, and I'm starting to feel really sick. So, we're going to move on. But, I was reading up on it, and it says that this guy was doing it, and he says that the reason that we do this is, our attraction to macabre is on some level a desire to experience someone else's suffering. Supposedly that is one theory as to why we do it, is because so that we can put ourselves in somebody else's shoes to feel their pain, so we can sympathize and empathize with them. I don't know if that's why I do it. It could be on some subconscious level, but I don't know. I'm not going to think too much into it, because all I know is it's a TV program I like to watch, blah blah blah. But there's another one that was kind of not as flashy and stuff like that. There, it's just simply two words: death drives. People want to see death. It's the same as, like, you know, like whenever I know I'm going to sound very old when I say this, but whenever I was growing up, I always wanted to see, you know, shit being blown up, people being killed, brutal stuff, you know, in movies. You know, your typical teenager. But now that stuff just doesn't attract me anymore. It's just, all this flashy explosion, brutal death, shootings and all that are just not my thing anymore. I know I'm sounding very old and I'm only in my 20s, but whatever. So that is that, that is the reason, well, one of the theories as to the reason why we do it, is to empathize with other people. Obviously something has happened to somebody that you know or heard of, and you have empathized with them, and you have sympathized with them, and you have felt bad for them, for going through that pain or whatever it is. That's probably why, but I don't know. What do you think? If you have any ideas and opinions, or even your own theory, let me know, and if you get in touch, I will definitely give you a shout out and put it out there, and what everybody, or what your theory is, I will let everyone know. I will credit you for it and stuff like that, so let me know. Get in touch, justaroundyt@gmail.com. Just before I go, on the Just Around channel, I am thinking of doing a new wee mini series. Now, it will be a mini series, it's not going to be massive, but a wee mini series. And the reason why I'm doing it is because Pandora's Box, we're recording two more episodes of Pandora's Box, and then that's it done for a while. For a while, we're not too sure. We have not talked about how long it's going to be done for. All I know, before it comes back, I'm going to be creating a new intro for it, a new thumbnail. Pretty much, it's getting a whole remake over. We're going to filter out some of the, because we have, there's been a couple of episodes where we went through and we're looking at a topic and it was, you know, a discussion that could last like 3 minutes and then that was it. So we're working through and filtering out all the bad, you know, all the ones that don't really make a full on episode, taking them out. If we're thinking of anything else, putting it in. If you are a fan of Pandora's Box, you've watched Pandora's Box or anything, email me if you would like to hear a topic, or if there's a topic that you have in mind and you want to see it on Pandora's Box, email me, right? In the email, just give me your name, your first name, could be your last name, it could be a name that you want to be called by. You don't have to give me a real name, just give me a name to call you by, that you will know that once I call your name out on the video, you will know it's you. So give me, just the structure would be, just email me with a subject, Pandora's Box topic, and then underneath it, give me your name, the topic, and then that's it. I will, if you want to add in anything else, you can. If you want a wee conversation, you can. It's up to you. I will write it down. The way I'll do it is I'll write the topic down on the wee piece of paper, but I'll write your name underneath it. So if we pull it out and there's the name, then you'll know that's from you. So yes, the series, the way this, the new series is going to go is, going to record a video of it today probably, show it to David, show it to Lana, because they're really my, if I have a new idea, I tell Emmons about it, then they go, no, or, yeah, it sounds pretty good. So, I will do that to them, I will show them the video, and then if they give the thumbs up, I'll upload it then, but if they don't, then nobody will ever see it. So, that is the plan. Now I'm going to go back, record one more bit for MMA Life, tidy up, do some workouts, get a shower, and that's really about it for today, really, to be honest. It's tomorrow will be the last episode for this week. I'm not really too sure of the structure of, is this going to have seasons? This is just going to be a continuous show. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a continuous show, and it's going to run until I have nothing left to talk about. So, as always, thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be safe and take care, and I will see you again tomorrow. Thank you.